What does IQ drops say, stupid or just incurious? The answer to that question, of course, is at the end of this article. I'll do what I need to do to get you to read it. Why? What would you do if you wrote an article every day and only a handful of people would read it? Yeah? I thought so. You would want them to find out why their IQ is low, and what they can do about it, no? Anyway, I have been playing with my diet. This has been my style for the past, I don't know, 5 years? For a week now I have been eating like a vegetarian. And I am noticing a huge drop in my ability to see, to connect the dots, to see patterns. This is, by the way, the second time I am eating like a vegetarian. And the second time I am noticing this, I am now about as smart as a cow. Because I have given myself to the task of distinguishing stuff previously undistinguished by humans, I am simply following sources' guidance, and every time I follow the seemingly nonsensical guidance, I always see something that surprises me. By the way, source is my connection to all knowledge. I have vegetarian clients, I know people who are vegetarian, and I even know some vegans. How come they don't notice that they are dumb? Two possible reasons, maybe three. 1. They didn't have much to lose to start with. 2. The drop was gradual. 3. Their lives is set up to not use their intelligence much. 4. They are incurious. I think the third is what is most worrying to me. Or should be most worrying to humanity. You can't notice what you didn't have much use for anyway. When there was a run on stores for toilet paper last year, I didn't notice, I didn't feel it, because I buy 12 rolls single ply and I had enough to last me a few months. So I didn't notice. Just like you don't notice. You don't have much use for your intelligence. I had a lovely couple with a little girl as neighbors for a year. He was a history PhD, she was working on her history PhD. They were vegans. Ate tofu for protein. Do you need to be sharp, discerning, recognize patterns to get a PhD in history? I don't think so. You can get a PhD in most everything with a 100 IQ. Hitler was a vegan, thank God. He lost the war, otherwise we would be living the reality of the man in the high castle. I watched the first season. Not a world where I would like to live. Although I shouldn't be worried, I would be dead, nothing to worry about. I have a question to source, does the official IQ test really measure intelligence? The answer is no. Einstein never sat for an IQ test, people made up the number about him. Nor did Stephen Hawking. People who have real-life problems they want to explore don't have time for nonsense like IQ tests. And people who have real-life problems, even if it is chess, or free cell, or the theory of everything, they notice when their intelligence drops. Because suddenly they can't see. Or can't feel the guidance. Or can't hear. Can't tell if something is a causation or correlation. Can't see what is a symptom and what is a cause. Can't connect the dots. Were there in ancient Greece people who had enough intelligence to know that what happens in the sky is not gods, but celestial bodies? Yes, there were, but not many. Socrates was one of them. His methodology or making people think, the Socrates method, is badly needed today. People with lesser intelligence are looking for answers, not questions. Questions forward life, but questions need more intelligence than answers. Most people who asked questions and looked for answers, not an answer like you, like Einstein or Stephen Hawking were never tested. And the people who are tested are probably not asking questions, they are asked questions and they answer them. Big difference. The intelligence required to answer questions is inferior to the intelligence that is required to ask questions. It seems that no one is asking questions in our time. So when I am looking at my intelligence dropping, I am seeing that it is my asking questions intelligence that dropped. I can still answer all your questions, and do that without using any intelligence. People who receive my email notifications about my daily articles, make decisions from the approximately 200 words in the email. So it seems that the part of intelligence that we are talking about, the part of intelligence that is dying is the part that asks questions, and is willing to make you go to places the questions lead. I call that curiosity. Not the kind of curiosity that you see on Google people ask, a famous person's wife, or a famous person's net worth. I call that nosy. Not curious. I measure curiosity in the starting point measurements because unless it is measurable, you won't be willing to go down the rabbit hole with me. And look what's there. Unfortunately, it takes curiosity to motivate you to do whatever it takes to raise your vibration, and thus raise your life experience, allow you to see clearer and wider. So you are less in survival, less in fear, less in fog. I have a coach, Tom, whose claim to fame is to ask questions. Are they his own? No. And yet when he asks them, no matter who you are, the questions take your attention from where it is stuck to look wider. To look differently, and thus see different. His questions, not his answers, make him famous as a coach or collaborator to many famous marketers. When he answers, he is just this guy. But when he asks questions, he is that guy, a coach's coach. Anyway, what should I offer to the handful of people who were curious enough to click over to the article? I have been doing much to convince you that if you played the heaven on earth. The ho, me sighing is the sound. The energy comes through my sighs. Of if you drank the water, tea, coffee, juice. Infused with the energy, then slowly but surely your inner nature would relax, stop being so darn reactive to every trigger, and you would be able to have the peace of mind to look around, look at your life, look at what is yours to do, and actually do it. Without the attitude, without resistance, without all the procrastination. And maybe even enjoy doing it. Imagine that. I have moved my emailing to a different company, so now I see who is doing what with my email. Curiosity killed the cat, but lack of curiosity kills humans. Lack of curiosity keeps you making the circles inside the same dull, boring little room where you live your life. And all chances for something more, something bigger are never seen by you. And to make that really painful, your desire number tells me that you want more, better, different. Except you are not even willing to read a freaking article that could give you what you want. Yeah, stupid. Or just incurious? Anyway, here is the link to buy the whole audio. If you got this far, you may be ready for it. Get your heaven on earth. And to make it easier, if what holds you back is the price, I have added a payment plan. You can pay for it in 10 weeks. To get your audio, you'll be automatically registered in a protected website. You'll need to log in and download your audio and play it on an MP3 player. If you buy the remedy, it will be shipped to you by first class mail. One last question no one has asked. But should. How does the ho raise your vibration? What is the mechanism? The mechanism that keeps you on the low level of vibration are your concerns for the self. Whatever concern that is. Fear, jealousy, anger, victimhood, needing attention, all 48. They act like weights in a hot air balloon. They are called ballast. As you get rid of them with a ho, your vibration can rise higher and higher. Gradually. The same things that keep your vibration low are the same things that keep you incurious. And low IQ. So don't be stupid. Get the only thing I know that can get you out of free falling. And back into intelligence. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/ho